This is KUT, a committee tasked with discussing what to do with Austin ISD's 130 school buildings is taking their suggestions to the Austin School Board on Monday. The board is expected to question the committee about its recommendations on school construction, renovating current buildings, and possible school closures. KUT's Kate McGee reports the preliminary recommendations probably won't make everyone happy.
Tally Wildman is on the Facility and Bond Planning Advisory Committee. We'll call it FABPAC from now on. The committee is working to update the district's Facility Master Plan, or FMP, which maps the future of all its schools.
You'll see the FMP referred to as a 30,000-foot document. I prefer calling it an onion, because every time you peel away something, you're finding something else. So it's maybe not an onion, but an archaeological dig.
And once you start digging, things can get pretty complicated. Take the conversation about the district's prestigious magnet school, the Liberal Arts and Science Academy in Northeast Austin. The initial recommendation, relocate the school to a more central location. Seems to make sense, right? But when you brush back the dirt, you begin to see the complexity. In this case, residents in Northeast Austin, an area that has been historically neglected, don't want to lose that school. So the FABPAC committee discussed moving Lhasa to the old Anderson High School nearby in East Austin. But Lhasa is a predominantly white school, and not everyone likes the idea of placing Lhasa at a former African-American school that was forced to close because of desegregation. Then there's the contentious debate over the schools proposed for consolidation or closure. According to documents from this week's FABPAC meetings, there are 8 schools slated for possible closure, despite protests from many local community members and parents. Leticia Caballero is one of the committee chairs. She says the committee had to make hard decisions, but members agree on the overarching goal. Students need to learn in modern spaces.
Many times the school district has put a program in a space just because it's available space, not because it's been fitted or made to be the science lab or to be the dance room. It's kind of just whatever space is available. And so our overarching goal is to plan out a master plan of what that space, what those spaces would actually look like.
Many of the recommendations are based on demographic reports that look 10 years into the future. But changing projections over the past year have raised questions about how reliable that data is. Caballero says that's why the plan won't be set in stone.
While a school might appear to have this declining enrollment, should actual demographic reports come back and show that that's, you know, not the case anymore, in the plan, it would have there's a rubric that would allow that to obviously the school board to make some changes.
Just another complex part of this plan that the facilities committee has to dig through before giving final recommendations to the school board on Monday. Kate McGee, KUT News.